This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Live from Los Angeles, it's the 500th episode of Lady to Lady! Woo!
With musical guest Barbara Gray.
Tess Barker. And Brandy Posey. And
special guest French Stewart!
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
We're not SNL, we're your favorite podcast. Woo!
Oh my gosh, we are here celebrating 500 episodes of Lady to Lady, feeling pumped. Totally can't believe that it's here.
No.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't believe we've talked for, like, we haven't run out of things to talk about. How?
I mean, shit just keeps happening.
That's true.
Oh, that's life.
Keeps lifing. Yeah.
Time keeps marching on, but sometimes it skips, and the skips are the ones we put on the podcast, I think.
Yes, very true. We're like an old Enya CD in your CD player skipping. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I'm very excited for this episode. Do we have any shout out? Should we just get into it?
I just have a quick question. Is Enya good?
I actually think I would appreciate her if I tried to listen now. I feel like I just judged it as a child, but I think I might like it now.
I don't think I own enough necklaces and I haven't been divorced, so okay. I don't know.
Yeah, because it definitely reminds me of my parents' divorce. Like, I hear Enya and it's my parents getting divorced.
Yeah. The Pure Mood CD, I think, really did a lot for, like, you know, the ends
adult of contemporary.
Yes.
But, like, we're adults now and contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not 1995, so I don't know. I can't.
I don't know what the equivalent
I'll report
is
back.
Now.
I'll report back. I might do there an Enya sound bath.
Yeah. There is so much music, though, now that I like that I hated when I was younger.
Like
I hated,
what?
Like, I really didn't like 80s music. I really didn't like, what is it called, yacht rock, and now I like all of those things, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that it is something that I could listen to now and like actually enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to go, might have to still be paired with a bath, you know?
Yeah. I think that like adult
it's bath
contemporary.
Music. It's bath music.
It is bath music.
it's the aunt of like 90s techno. Like Paul Oakenfold's aunt that he sees on Christmas is Enya.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
exactly.
Definitely.
She's like bringing her own like homemade sangria that you're a little nervous to drink.
Yeah. And I feel like Enya for sure smokes weed.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah. I feel like that music looks like weed smoke.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
She's got Stony Baloney vibes.
And yeah, she does, you know?
And
But we should talk, speaking of people who've been giant celebrities since the 90s.
Yes. Yeah.
The one and only, oh my God, so excited to have him back on the 500th episode. This is our fourth time having him on, right?
Yeah.
First time was the 100th?
No, we had him like in the first 100 when we first met him. And then
we had
him on for 200, 300, 400. This is his fifth time on the show.
The fifth
wow.
time.
Mm-hmm. We just love him.
Fifth
we just love
time
him.
On the show.
Yeah.
We love him so much. He's just a treasure of a human being. And we did this one on Zoom. He did move recently from LA because usually we do them in person and we do a different activity with him. But you'll hear our plans for 600, which I'm very excited. And we're going to force him to do that.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah. You know him from all sorts of things, including the walls of Barbara's childhood bedroom. the one, the only French Stewart.
Good morning, guys.
Oh my God, good morning. It's our 500th episode.
Ooh, wow, baby.
Wow.
And you know what that means. Guess who we have at the house?
Well, let's do it. Let's French, do the French, theme song. French Stewart, everybody.
French Stewart. Hey, baby. It's beautiful seeing your face.
Oh yes. My God, here it is.
Yes. Theme song.
French.
I'm French Stewart.
French.
I'm French Stewart. I'm French Stewart. My career is not very good. I did Home Alone 4. I did Inspector Gadget 4. I did a lot of sequels. That's right.
He's French Stewart.
It's so really good. Holds up.
It does. It's a classic. Yeah.
I haven't heard it in 100 episodes, honestly, and it just really feels good.
It brings joy.
Yeah, we did that in a garage.
Yep. That was, I think, the first time you did the show, and we had pulled you away from like the first weekend of college football, which was very nice of you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, what a leap of faith for people that you hadn't met yet to walk away.
I know, and I had to look around at a lot of Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. That's my spouse. Yeah, the old glam cave was half Philadelphia Eagles, half Beyonce themed, as a lot of garages are, I guess.
Yeah, that's
in some way or another, most of them are. Often. Yeah,
right. Yeah, we've been through a lot. We've gone to Sizzler.
Yeah,
we made it to Sizzler.
Yep.
Yeah,
made it to Sizzler. We went to Color Me Mine. I have my Color Me Mine.
Mug. Your mug.
Here. Aww.
My.
We went to Color Me Mine. Oh, at the Sizzler, I drank their Chardonnay.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Yes, you did. I have a memory of you with a Chardonnay in your hand, you and your shard.
I know. What was that about?
In the whole time, I kept thinking, like, oh, this is awful. And then the guy was like, do you want another one? And I was like, yeah.
That's the essence of Sizzler, though. You're like, the whole time, you're like, this is awful. Do I want another one? Yes.
Yeah. Quality over quality.
That's the essence. Yeah. It's not so much that it's good. It's that there's a lot of it.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And it's something. Sizzler, it's something.
Yeah.
But then when we went to Color Me Mine, I regret my mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Brett Kavanaugh.
It wasn't your best work. I'm going to say
it wasn't
that.
Wasn't my best work.
No.
And I felt like my skills were like, oh, it's like, oh, here it comes. Here come my skills. And then I just made a jacked up mug. And then I still have it. And it's the last one that I'll drink coffee out of.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll look at it and the dishwasher can be full. I open up the cupboard. Mm-hmm. There it is. Mocking me. Mocking me, saying like, yeah, you're Picasso. Look what you did to me.
Yeah.
How about you stick to Home Alone 4, dude?
Yeah. Maybe Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 is a little more happy.
So I think what you're saying is you need a sequel mug.
Yeah. I think it's time for another shot. Another shot would be amazing.
Honestly, if we'd had time, we would have come out there. So if there's going to be a Color Me Mine in Atlanta, 600, we're doing a sequel, mug sequel.
Totally.
Like I just set up a computer at Color Me Mine Atlanta. And then you guys are at Color Me Mine wherever.
Wherever
you happen to be.
Yeah. You know this, I'm glad we're having this talk because I actually have a Color Me Mine like right next to my office, and every day I walk by it and I'm like, is today the day? It's gonna be soon, and I'm gonna be the only grown up alone in Color Me Mine. It's gonna happen. But I'm glad we talked about this because I remembered I fucking ate a dick last time too, and I'm not good at Color Me Mine.
I think Brandy's the only one who pulled off anything good.
I'm still proud of my skull that I painted. I'm proud of it. I love it. I look at it every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm resentful of your skull.
Hold on, where is it?
Yeah, I kind of am too.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah. Rub it in our
Prove
faces.
It. Let's see it. Let's see if it holds up.
Oh, it does.
Oh, it holds up.
Yeah.
It's really good. It turned out real good.
It's so good.
If you guys could do it over again, what would you do different at Color Me Mine? Do you any
eat mushrooms?
probably a good idea.
Now you're going to be the lady at Color Me Mine alone and on mushrooms.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe I would do like a hit of ecstasy. Mm-hmm. Unicorn.
Wait, you just smoked ecstasy. Is that, think that's not,
Friend.
I know no, that much. That much I know.
Oh, a tiny. Okay. Oh, like that was a tiny.
Oh, okay.
My space work was not good. And I will acknowledge that to you.
I would like the record to reflect that French is miming.
French is miming in the box.
Yeah. No, I'm all like, I'm going to drink a giant beer. No. French, your space work, it's just terrible.
Not what it could be.
Oh. Hey, Brandy, there's somebody in your house.
Yeah, what? that's my roommate that just walked past.
Or is it?
Or is it? I'm a mystery.
That's true.
She's up in the clouds, dude. She's floating around. We don't even know.
I'm in the whatchamacallit, like the Mario level where he's up in the clouds that I never got to, but I saw photos of.
Okay.
So I'm horrible at video games.
You're in the taint.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we're in the.
Should we show?
Skull just in
okay,
the
we have like a few reveals for.
Oh
French
yeah, we
for
have surprises
episode.
For you, French.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We pulled the first out some stops one, in the 500.
Are we gonna do the one I think I'm
I
thinking
think
of
we
first?
Should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
I feel super super safe.
Okay. Good.
Oh, trust me.
Not
scare them. The scarier one is coming later. This one is mild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, it's fair. It's a trigger warning.
Yes.
We're warming you up
specifically
here.
For you, a French steward right. trigger warning.
Yes.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
So we're having our anniversary party in September, which we obviously would have wanted you at.
Yeah.
But, you know,
going to be
know,
in LA.
You recently moved and you can't make it.
Yeah. So we thought, what can we do? We want to make sure that we're rising to the occasion. It's a special day. It's a special party. So we had a little something put together. Babs, if you don't mind. This is our first.
No, none of us have looked at this yet.
Yeah,
no.
We're unboxing this. It's an unboxing.
They didn't buy sitting in my house.
It's a gift that you're giving me that you haven't looked at all.
You're not getting. We technically get it. We wanted to represent you at the party, so this is our way of having you at the party, basically.
And French looks for our listeners. You look like you've just tasted your first sip of Sizzler Chardonnay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is.
He's
I'm just gonna say off the bat.
Confused.
I just gotta look at it. It's very bad.
It's very bad.
Perfect. I can't wait.
It absolutely does not.
Do I look like him at
all?
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, boy.
Hold on, I gotta get the bubble wrap.
Oh, my God. What do you think it is, French?
Any idea? It's a large. It's large.
This is not.
We got a pinata. It's a pinata of you that we're gonna beat the shit out of the party.
Wait. Oh.
It's a pinata. I sent them pictures of you. I mean,
this is what
guess,
they came back with.
Looking at the Zoom, I guess it's somewhat.
Yeah, I see it.
It could be worse.
He's wearing the Harry Solomon jacket.
Can we get
French
Katie? Can you get a screen? Can you get a screenshot of this, Katie?
Speechless.
All right. Like, you know, but the worst part is that I'm a candy ass. like there's literally candy in me.
Yeah.
And then everybody's gonna find out.
Oh, look, it's trying to give him the lips of the lip filter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Pinatas.com.
We got it specially made.
Say pinatas.com will custom make anything if you send them photos that don't really look like the hair color is very off, I will say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very blonde.
I mean,
French is backing away. French is backing halfway. He's leaving. He's leaving the room. He's leaving the room.
I scoot back. I swear. Let me see it one more time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see it much more. Don't worry. It's not going anywhere. How do you feel? So,
it looks
so
like, it's like you mixed with, what's the shitty Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the head shape is wrong, but I do think they got like what do you think they did right, French? Like what is right?
Oh, here? They did I have quizzical eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And they got those slits for eyes.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay.
It could be worse, I'm going to say, I think.
Yeah,
but get my bald spot?
Oh.
No, but they did not. Of, actually, well, that's where the wire is. So.
so the wire just pulls off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the question
is it?
It's pretty big. Like,
it's like 3 feet, 2.5 feet, 3 feet, maybe.
Is there... Like, I'm overjoyed, I have to tell you. You're going to have to take a really good picture of it and send it to me.
Of course.
Oh, we absolutely will.
Does it have candy in it yet?
No, and do you have any requests?
Yeah, I think we need to see what we fill it up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Kit Kat?
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And little ones.
Yeah. Yeah, who do you think we are? Yeah,
we're not putting in a full-size Kit Kat.
This is only 500. This is not.
Like, it never makes it out. Like, a kid just keeps
smacking. It's not Halloween on one of those streets.
I want, just for the effect of it, I want loose M&Ms.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. Great idea.
Not in, and then put Skittles in there. Like, I want an explosion.
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
Great.
Okay, so any kind of loose candy.
Okay,
great.
Do we put something funny in? Like we can put in cheap condoms, or like we can put it. I don't want to put in liquor bottles because that might hit someone in the head. But
yeah.
Oh, like little airport bottles.
Yeah. You can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that could be good. Do you have any DVDs you would like to send us that we could put inside? I think there should be like one French Stewart movie that one lucky person.
One French
Stewart.
Oh my
God.
Movie.
Let's put in. Yeah, we should put something in. That's a good idea.
But just do like the worst one?
What is the worst one?
Yeah, what would you consider the worst one?
Ooh, what's the worst one? Boy, that's a long way to go. I think Home Alone 4 might be the worst one.
Okay.
Mm. Although it's a Christmas treasure.
Of course it is.
I mean, look, it's not Larry the Cable Guy was in the sequel. Oh my God, what is he? Oh, he's in Jingle All the Way too, and that is, trust me, much worse.
Dude, why did I said in my head Jingle All the Way, and I have no idea like where that got in there.
I just knew it.
Isn't it weird? Like it just sits in your gray matter and then suddenly it comes out and you're like, oh, I know all the words to like this weird like song.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Yeah,
why?
There's so many lyrics I know that I'm like, how the fuck is that in there? And I can't retain anything
else. How is that in there?
I don't know.
I don't know. It must be some kind of science shit.
Like, how come everyone can do the lyrics to Fresh Prince of Beverly Hills? Right?
Well, I think because
of Bel Air.
Of Bel Air.
Ever since COVID, you guys, it's not Aunt, it's COVID. Different words get, I swear.
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah.
My wife can do a rock solid karaoke version of Ice Ice Baby. And she has no idea why she can do it. She doesn't need the words. She can just do it.
Wow.
I had the Gummy Bears TV show theme song pop in my head the other day. And that's like a full production. And I was
I don't even know that show.
Gummy Bears. You don't know Gummy Bears?
Yeah.
Bouncing running here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, that
we are the Gummy Bears.
Yeah, full thing in my head. And I was like, man, I have not watched this show in 25 years. And just out of nowhere. I love it.
Okay, also thanks. Something.
Oh, I know.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll be watching CNN. And then suddenly, like, they'll be talking about passing a bill. And I'll be like, I'm just a bill.
Yes.
Yeah. That's always in there.
It happens.
I have to say, also, I still don't know how it works. And I'm sorry.
Me either. And I know the song.
Yeah.
The secret is in the music.
Yeah.
But I used to have like a journey. Like I used to listen to music on 8-track.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would click in the middle going from track to track. And so I only know about like half of a journey song. And then once it clicks over, I don't know it anymore. Fool in the sky. I don't know
just
where.
Just shut
it's.
Off.
Yeah, just done.
Oh man.
I like
what have you dumb dumbs been doing?
I mean, you know, I went to Costa Rica last month. That's probably the most fun thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Costa Rica, having a great time with some monkeys, which is great.
Did you do the zip line?
Not this trip, but we rode horses in the rainforest.
So you and this magical stallion man?
Mm-hmm, my husband.
Just like riding in the rainforest?
Yeah, yeah. And we saw monkeys while we were on a horse, which is like what I've always wanted to do with my life.
Wow.
Did they attack you?
Combo. The monkeys, no. No, 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 no. But... okay. I did meet a monkey named Scarface, who Scarface.
And how did he get that moniker?
You look it. You see his face, you know. Yeah. But
do you think like it was like a bike riding accident or poachers?
It's more of like I think it's more of like a Danny Trejo situation. Like that's just his face.
That's sweet.
Yeah, he's an attractive monkey.
Open up a donut stand.
yeah, tacos. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his own chain now.
I like it.
Yeah. But he used to be the leader of the monkey gang. But then he got ousted by a younger monkey because they roll in packs, and he got ousted by a younger monkey and then went off and was like, fuck you guys, I'll find my different gang. And then he tried to find a new gang and they weren't having him. So then he had to go back to his original gang, and he used to be the leader, and now he's the lowest person
monkey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like Hollywood, baby.
Can you imagine?
It's exactly like Hollywood. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he got kicked into a monkey gang. Let's call them the Monkey Crips.
Yeah.
And so he got kicked into the Monkey Crips. He took them over. Mm-hmm. And then as life does, a bigger monkey came and just whacked him out.
A younger and hotter monkey came.
Yeah.
Like a Brad Pitt monkey.
Yes, the Brad Pitt monkey's name is Junior.
Mm. I don't like it. It's unoriginal.
Yeah.
I don't like that monkey already.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then he went to another monkey gang and he was all like, hey, kids, check out the monkey.
Yeah.
And they were all like,
and they were like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then he went back and he was all like, hey, look, I know I said a lot of things on my way out of the monkey gang, but I'm ready to start at the bottom. And, you know, I'll do dishes, monkey dishes.
Yes.
Junior's like, do you even TikTok, bro? Like, do you have any idea how many followers I have? Like, that's why I'm the leader of this gang. Like, you don't even have an Instagram.
Monkey gang.
Yeah.
I feel for that monkey guy.
It really broke my heart. I was like, this is I want to write a novel about Scarface. Like, how degrading, how tragic.
We don't know. Scarface might be an asshole.
Well, clearly he probably is.
He got the scar somehow.
Yeah, maybe they kicked him out for a reason. Maybe like
he couldn't stop.
Scarface was all like, "Oh gosh, oh you look better because like a month ago you were looking kind of monkey fat." some monkey lady's going like, "Oh okay, well
maybe
I guess you didn't have to say
one
that."
Of those monkeys that like is always jerking off with frogs and stuff, like
using
a frog on their dick or whatever.
Yeah. That's right, Bart. Maybe he was a poop thrower. Maybe he was just all like.
He couldn't stop doing Al Pacino impressions, and they're like, "Nah, we can't have this. It's 2022.
He just had those Scarface posters up on his walls, and they were like, "All right, you're not in college anymore, Scarface.
Yeah,
say hello to my little friend." And then it's a frog that he's been fucking. It's like, please stop doing that to me.
Yeah. Maybe it was all like Scarface is just like, "I'll do this." Like, hey, Scarface, can you get a job? Are you going to pay any rent? He's like, "Oh yeah, no, there's just no jobs. Really, because COVID." It's post-COVID, Scarface. There are a lot of jobs.
They're not calling me back. Yeah. I don't know. They need my vaccine information.
He's not willing to work for it, okay?
No, he's not. He's not. No.
Scarface is actually not aging well in our scenario.
No. In the real world either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's I mean, at least he's in the jungles of Costa Rica.
That's
true.
It could
be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are worse places.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be in Africa and somebody just like cuts off your ear because it's a prize and you're like, oh, hey, what? What? Oh, you know, they Van Gogh you.
Yeah.
They Van Gogh scarf.
So yeah. Wait, I have a question about Van Gogh. Do I have this recollected correctly? He mailed it like USPS?
Well, probably not U.S.
No, France SPS, I think.
That's the. I don't know if that's true. Like, that's like the rumor, well, but I don't know if that's true.
Like, in my head, he was in line, like, just like when I mail pot to my friends on the East Coast, like, he was in line.
He was like, I got to hide this in some coffee grounds so yeah. The dogs don't pick it up. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most interesting things I know about him is that he wasn't successful when he was alive. So, like, that's fascinating. Like, he only had success after he died. So he has no idea that he was even successful.
Right? Like, how can you imagine? I know. Like, can you imagine, like, where you're just like, oh, you know, you pass away. And you're like, who were you? Well, you know, what's your name? You know, you're coming to heaven. What's your name?
Vince.
Meryl Streep. It's like, oh, well, were you successful? No, it just never, I don't think anybody saw it. Like, what?
Right. And then, like, after you're gone, everyone's like, oh, fuck yeah, I love this shit.
This guy, this guy paints like a guy with two ears. I love him. Good Lord. All right. So, let me ask you ladies something.
Yes.
Other than, you know, clearly freeing Britney Spears, mm-hmm. What have you been up to?
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Other than freeing Britney Spears.
Did that.
Check.
I want to hear about that.
I mean, French, it was the craziest couple years. I mean, because I was like talking to my husband about it and like because he didn't really know. How do you act when your spouse is, like, actively trying to free Britney Spears? Like, it was, like, such a weird – I'd be, like, waking up at 4 a.m. to go talk to CNN about Britney Spears' conservatorship case. We had to pull, like, a real Legally Blonde. Babs and I had to learn probate law. Probate law. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that – I mean, not like I've ever experienced anything else like it, but – it's so surreal that I don't think I'll ever, like, truly wrap my head around it, you know?
Well, no, it's going to be a dream in your mind forever. And it makes no sense. I mean, I remember I was just, like, sitting there watching a documentary and then suddenly my dumbass friends show up. And I'm like, these probate lawyers are freeing Britney Spears. What's going on?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's amazing, though. Yeah, it's amazing that could have happened in the first, like, you just look at it and you're like, oh, normally if you're just a multimillionaire, that doesn't happen to you.
Right. But, you get to make choices and people aren't taking your money away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the wolves will come out if they smell anyone.
Like, here's your lunch money that you're dancing for. Like, crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally insane. And the fact, I mean, you know, it actually could happen to anyone. Like, it happens to other people. Like, yeah, that's the crazy thing.
We actually have some documents for you to sign later, friends.
Yes.
if it's just a...
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I don't need a lawyer in this matter. I trust
right,
you.
Right, cool.
I'm just solid with it.
Your decision making
has always been solid for me. So,
we have to take a quick break. We're just going to fax those over to French real quick, and we'll be back in a second, everybody.
You're not playing any music?
No. Music on this we'll one. Just be back.
Yeah, yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. 15 minutes of musty thunder.
Musty
Come on, we'll
thunder?
Kill some time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good
thunder.
Idea.
Oh, that's our new band.
Musty Thunder.
I love that.
I've always wanted to be associated with must.
And thunder. That's actually what I call my pussy.
That's right.
Great stripper name.
You can hear it in the distance.
Our new album, Axe Spray. Musty Thunder.
Axe pussy spray. Let's do it.
Yeah. Axe for women.
Axe for women.
Well, we're back. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
We're back. Beautiful.
So professional, always.
I love it.
Babs, should we just get into it? Babs has it. I'm actually like, I'm giggling for
you. Are
you
scared for me?
I'm scared for you.
I'm excited for all of this. I'm glad we're recording it.
I tweeted at you about this once, but I found a letter that I wrote to you when I was younger. And I'm going to read it to you. And I have to warn you, it is creepy.
French, I want to. Go ahead.
No, I was just. Beth, I was, yeah.
I've seen prison mail, and so I've seen worse. Trust me.
You don't know
you're
that
saying
yet.
This now.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What's the creepiest fan interaction you've had to date? I think, and then we can have some
aside from anyone
again.
Making a pinata of you.
Oh, I had. Oh man, I will never get over that pinata. I swear. pictures. It was a woman sent me a picture, and she was playing bongos, but it was also she was like on stairs and she was not wearing underwear. Mm.
Oh.
And she told me that, you know, that she was my future. And so, you know.
And
congratulations. You guys are together. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what a beautiful meet cute. I love
and
it.
And like she sent you in the mail like a printed out photo.
Yeah.
Damn.
That takes some effort.
Wow.
I mean, it's like somebody developed it too.
It was like a 10 by 12. it was suitable for framing. I can tell you that.
What do you do with something like that when you get that? Like, how long do you hold on to it? Do you immediately chuck it? Like, what is the.
I do the same thing with that type of thing as I do with the. I've got a daughter and she makes art.
Yeah.
And if it's good, I keep it. And if it's not her best work, I hang on to it for 2 weeks and then I throw it in the trash.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I think that's a good rule. That's a good rule as a parent.
Yeah.
How about me?
Yeah.
You know.
No, but she will thank you for that when she's older, because I had to go with my mom still every fucking outline drawing I did, every spelling test, and I had to throw it away, and she got all upset. I was like, Mom, it's my spelling test. I can throw it away.
Yeah, like no one, it's just crap at this point.
Crap.
No one's going to look at that.
No.
Yeah, it's litter at a certain point.
Yeah.
But sometimes you see one and you go, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. You step up your game. Then you get to be in the collection. Yeah.
It will be fun, like, because none of us are going to have kids, so we'll get to go through each other's shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, because you're barren. And seedless. And barren.
Yeah.
Thank God.
No big deal.
Yeah. So Babs, how old were you when you wrote this?
Let's set the stage.
I honestly don't remember. I was probably like 14 or something, or 15.
Okay.
So this is ninth or 10th grade.
So you just see somebody on TV and you're like,
I was a teenager. Yeah. And well, you'll hear. It's a journey. I wish I had a date. I wish there was a date on it. I actually sent it to you. I found a address for you, and I sent it to JC Robinson Management, and then they sent it back.
She's still my manager.
Are you serious?
Well, you've got a bone to pick with her now.
And apparently not doing a very good job.
You might want to talk to her.
Maybe have a conversation. So how much fan mail did you miss out on? Because she was like, he doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was probably, it might have been the
to
wrong
be fair,
address.
I was a.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, this is just.
Okay, do it, Babs. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
French, I am your biggest fan. I hadn't watched the show much until the episode with Mark Hamill because I love Star Wars. Oh my God, I'm such a fucking dork. Then I watched the season finale because I was interested in how it would look in 3D. Though I had to watch it regular because I didn't have any of the glasses.
I had to watch it regular.
You 2D like a pauper.
I remember it was like a big thing. They gave out the glasses like somewhere.
The glasses.
Yeah, you had to get them or something.
Not for Babs.
Oh, God. I absolutely fell in love with your dream. The song was great and you sang it perfectly.
French is so touched by this. It's beautiful.
No, I really am.
This is so... Okay, this is so... This part's so embarrassing. I want to die. Okay, the song is great. You sang it perfectly. That's when I noticed how cute you were. One part especially, when you're sitting on the piano... This is so scary. Just before you start to fall, there's a close-up of your face. You do a little laugh, and when I saw that, I almost died. I can't. I'm not even going to look at the Zoom right now. I can't look at you. I watched it over and over and taped it. Oh, my God. You were so unbelievably cute. Your voice was so perfect for that song. You also did a great job dancing. I'm really into 40s and 50s stuff like that because my grandfather was a big band arranger with Glenn Miller. Am I name dropping in this?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Name dropping Glenn Miller.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's like a Randy Newman song.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to need you to slow down. You're speeding through it.
I know, but I'm too embarrassed.
Go, take a breath.
I'm too embarrassed.
Yeah. Savor it.
Right in it. It's delightful.
There's much more, so don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was a really great episode. He sang this great Randy Newman song and had this whole dance number. So.
Oh, we got to watch that.
Yes. Do you have fondness for this, French? Like, do you remember that being fun?
Yes,
well,
yes,
I'm asking you. You can
see it.
Okay, he's just like okay.
He's like yes. Continue reading.
This part's really funny. Since then, I've taped every episode and become a devoted fan. I'm going to buy the 3D episode and a T-shirt with you on it. I found it on the net, but I can't remember where now.
Lost it.
I love that you really needed to know that information. I don't know where this part is insane. In fact, John Lithgow was here just a few weeks ago for a jazz game.
Wait, where you were in Salt Lake?
Yeah, for Utah jazz game. When the camera was on him, he mouthed "Go Bulls," which got a lot of people mad here. So now I'm a little mad at the quote high commander, but not much. Okay.
It's so good.
All right, this is where I try to get in there. I've been trying to see all the movies you've been in, but I don't know which ones they are. If you could send me a list of them, that would be great. That's all I ask for, unless you feel like throwing in a letter or say autographed picture. Thanks for taking the time to read this and keep doing great entertainment. What the fuck? What fucking like teenager writes that sentence?
I love it so much. I love it because like you eventually become like a jaded comedian. But at that point, you just unzipped your guts.
Yep.
And just like, you know, wrote a letter into the wind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was so
Barbara,
pure.
I'm going to, I want you to send me that letter. And then I'm going to answer the letter.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. 25 years too late. 25 years too late. I love it. Like I just love it. I love like how you can just see a person just going like, oh, I've connected with this thing and with this person. And they just, they're not like jaded to the point where they can't just communicate actual feelings. And that's always the stuff. Like I'll get people coming up to me and it was just like, oh, I watched Inspector Gadget 27,000 times. And you're like, oh, that's what I want. Like that's the stuff, Barbara. It's like, I love that you read it. And and I love how mortified you were.
Oh, wait, there's a P.S. There's a P.S. This is where I get real creepy as a teenager. P.S. Are you really engaged? Please tell me it's not true. Sniff, sniff.
Oh.
Well, Barbara, it didn't work out. At the time.
Right. Okay.
You were right about it, Barbara. You were right on that one.
Yeah.
Should've gotten my letter. Should have gotten my letter. You wouldn't have gone down that road. And then I found this part I crossed out, but I was able to read it. And it says, P.S. Here's a few dollars to cover expenses if you send a picture. Hint, hint.
You included money for stamps. What a gentlewoman. I
think
it.
I didn't include it because I crossed it out, but I guess I didn't want to reprint the letter.
I love the cross out. Like, it's like, oh,
this is too much.
We sullied this with money.
Yeah, it's too forward to send him $2.60 for a self-addressed stamp.
Barbara, I love that. Six ways to Sunday. You know? And now it, like, it makes me look back and, like, you know, when we were doing that show at Upright Citizens Brigade.
Oh, yes.
Totally.
And Barbara's full on, like, wearing my hairy coat and spinning around on, is that thing?
Oh, those Segway things. Hoverboards.
Yeah, hoverboards.
Yeah, like a hoverboard. Scooters, and she just totally ate shit in my hairy coat. And it made me happy, though, because I was just like, oh, if you're going to eat shit, do it on a hoverboard.
Yeah. You know what? I think about that video kind of a lot because it's so funny. Like, it's just perfect comedy because Babs is so proud of herself. She's really feeling herself. She's in the hairy coat. She's hoverboarding.
I've gone all the way down the hallway and back, and so I'm feeling confident.
Yeah,
confident.
I think you shoot the camera a little like hair flip. It's like,
put my hands on my hips, like, yeah, I got this, and then I just eat.
And Barbara's
shit.
Got the best hair.
Yeah.
Like, so she's just all like, bam, bam. Yeah. And then she eats it, but she walked it off like a pro, I have to say.
Yeah.
The
hairy coat. That's my favorite thing. Yeah. I love that you wrote that letter because when this came up before, you know, I was always curious, but, you know, I had friends who used to do that show. Did you ever see it? Mortified?
Yes. Oh, that was a fun show. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Our friend Aaron has done it before. Yeah.
It's a really good one for, like, Mortified, where it's some, like, Vanessa had one where basically an old high school, a guy who was, like, in love with her, but didn't realize that he was gay. Mm-hmm. And he wrote her this whole letter about how she reminded him of the story Anne of Green Gables. Mm-hmm. And he goes into this whole breakdown of Anne of Green Gables, which should have told you everything. You know, it's like not a lot of, like, just high school dudes just go like, oh, this reminds me of Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah, you know how much straight teen boys love Anne of Green
Gables. Watching they're watching, oh my God, what is it called?
Sorry. Yeah, they're watching...
Power Rangers,
American Gladiators.
Yes,
whatever.
Yeah, American Gladiator.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that's so delightful about it is, you know, and stand up comedy, like all of you know, it's the thing that you try to get back to because it's the thing that's the most heart crushing and dangerous. But also it's just, it is funny because it's, you position yourself in that person's headspace and what they're going through. And that's like what you try to get back to with everything. And it's like, you know, you did it, Barb, you just, like, you read it.
Yeah.
And I find it delightful because it's just real. It's like, it's unvarnished. You can't, there's no way out. Yeah. You just, genuine.
There's, that time period of pure, like, it's just like, I don't know. You have a lot of time to obsess over things.
Yeah. I'm older. I had that sort of thing with Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yes. Did you ever write her a letter?
Watching it. I don't know. It's just like, and I think I wrote a letter and of course nothing, you know, much like Barb, nothing came back. But I'm going to write you a letter back, but you got to send me the letter.
I will.
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, of course.
It's delightful.
You got
it. It really is. It's like.
I hope I get a fucking autograph.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how your response.
Well, you make sure you enclose some money for it.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of autograph shows, and so that's going to be like $30.
Okay.
We can swing that. We can expense that.
If you wouldn't have done that last line. We would avoid the $30. I would have, like, you would have just paid for it up front back in 1990s money, but too late for that. No, I love that. That's like, honestly, like, you know, Barb, that's my favorite thing. Like, I will do like a lot of signature shows or, and you never know, like you meet somebody and most of all, they don't really want the picture, or they just want like a moment of your time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get a lot of people too that are, you know, like you'll get people who are more on the spectrum and collecting is their deal. Mm-hmm. And it's an organized way of like being a fan. And at that point, you just, you know, you just listen. Like I was at Comic-Con a couple of weeks ago in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is really just about just talking to somebody who wants to talk to you. What could be better? Yeah. What could be better than somebody wanting your time or wanting a letter to make it to you? Mm-hmm. And like the notion that like there are all these letters like yours, Barb, that like they just never show up, mm-hmm. or I never got them, or well, in some cases was too stoned to like really give them attention at that point in my life. But I don't know. I think that's the part I like about it the most, because most of it, like you go back and you look at stuff and you go, oh, I hate it. I hate how I look. I didn't know I looked like that from behind or from sideways. I don't like it. I don't like my voice. I don't like any of it. No. Yeah. But somebody did. So.
Yeah.
No, I think it's easy, like when you're a creative person, to forget that like that's the point, you know, and when people connect with something that you do, you know, like, for example, this podcast, we've been doing it for 10 years. And, you know, when we get people who contact us or come up to us at live shows and tell us like what it's meant to them, or, you know, the times it's helped them get through a rough time, you're like,
yeah, that's,
oh God, that feels so good. Like, I can't believe that I was able to help somebody in that way.
Because comedy is so dumb. So like if we could help anyone, it's like, wow, how? Because this is so stupid.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I even remember like all the shows like we would do together, and then you get all these regular fans that you have that answer. And it's so easy to think, especially now. I mean, it used to be, you know, three big networks and PBS, and that's all there was. But now there's just so much
in places now
that you can start to feel like, oh, it's just like, it's just, does anybody hear me? Am I just like a bullhorn in the wind or whatever? And then you get these people typing in and you guys have like 500 shows is ridiculous.
I know.
Really congratulations. Is. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's,
it's 100.
That's ridiculous. Times. Just to from a point of view of even just organizational skills.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah. Have a lot of spreadsheets.
No, just to, I mean, yeah, keep anything going for that long is truly ridiculous. So.
You know, it's funny. I was like watching the documentary on the Beatles.
Let it be.
The long one?
Yeah,
that was great.
The crazy long. Yeah. And you start to think like, oh, like at one point, George Harrison has left and John and Paul are talking, but they're having this conversation that's just basically like, well, I think he feels like this, or I think he feels like that, or maybe you should call him. Or, and you think like, oh, this is just what we do, but the Beatles, you know,
exactly.
But it's like people having to like, oh, well, this one gets sensitive this way, or this one's brash that way, or whatever it is. And you keeping a band together, it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty amazing. How many years is
it? 10 years. And our secret, none of us have a Yoko.
Yeah.
There's never Yokos? There's never no somebody Yokos. Sitting there sewing in the background.
No.
Sitting on your amp.
Yeah.
Oh. Zero Yoko.
I was going to look up a list of things that are also 10 years old, but the only one I found was Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style, also 10 years old.
Oh.
Oh, that's good company.
Yeah, a lot happened in 2012. Gangnam Style is definitely one of the,
big ones. Like, anniversary-wise, what is the 10? Is it?
That's a good question. Let's see. Because we should get that for
Yeah, what are you supposed to do on the 10th?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do for each other?
Tin or aluminum.
Oh, that's easy.
Tin or aluminum?
Okay, great.
I have a
foil hat.
Call Me Maybe came out. I'm just looking at pop culture stuff. Hunger Games.
Oh, Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Have I told you guys about Carly Rae Jepsen Fridays?
No.
No.
Okay. As soon as you finish work on Friday, You play Carly Rae Jepsen and you prance around.
That's very, I like that.
That's good.
I really recommend it. It's like perfect late Friday afternoon music. As soon as I hit my last email, pretty much every Friday, I do Carly Rae Jepsen Fridays.
You're not doing Todd Rundgren. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on me gong all day.
I'll try it. I'm open to trying it.
Give it a shot. That might be a musty old man suggestion.
No, I like that.
Musty
song.
Musty Thunder suggestion.
Musty Thunder.
Musty Thunder. Mm. Oh, I love it so much. So where are you guys right now? Are you all in LA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all in our various homes and offices. Separately.
Oh man. We just since my daughter's going back to school tomorrow, we thought, oh, we're going to take a trip. And I was like, oh, years ago, we had gone with Vanessa's family to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And we were in Gatlinburg. Mm-hmm. And it was so close to Dollywood.
I was like,
I want to go to Dollywood.
Yeah.
Because to me, Dolly ought to be on the money.
1,000%.
I love her. I love everything about her.
Yeah.
And so then I said, well, let's go to Dollywood. And everybody said, fine. But Gatlinburg, Tennessee is also the capital of moonshine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so it did not go down because
didn't get to Dollywood.
All the family got drunk. That was it. But, you know, and so I was like, okay, well, let's go. We're close now. I'm in Atlanta. Let's go up to Dollywood, like right before school. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
And so we went. And we drive all the way to Gatlinburg again. Mm. And it's the same thing. It's like they've got it's crazy. Like there's a part of it that's really fun, like unsafe roller coasters that you can control the speed. Ooh. And my daughter's like really into that. Like just like, oh yeah, no brakes. And we go. And then there's another part of it that's like there's a Trump store that'll sell you all the stuff. And, you know, it's all over the map. But
yeah.
But we decided we were going to go to Dollywood. And we got there. And then the day before, my wife said, oh, it's off season. They're closed on Thursday.
No!
So we pulled like a full on Griswold. Like
Oh my gosh.
Like we drove all the way to Wally World and it was closed. And I couldn't believe it. I was just like, wait, no. You know, and so then we just hung out in Gatlinburg and we did like, you know, stupid earthquake ride, coaster, Ripley's Believe It or Not, just like stupid stuff. You know, we're like staying in the Jimmy Buffett Hotel.
Oh, my God.
You know what pisses me off?
Park ride. That's amazing.
In the wild or is there a park these things?
There's like a park there, right?
It's all built up around so there's Dollywood and then just the streets around it are just like rip off like medieval times and all these different like rides.
Okay. Yeah, a weird place.
It's rad. I love it there. It's so insane.
It's where she was born in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
And so they built this whole thing, but on the outskirts, it's all the crazy stuff that's like restaurants built by Jimmy Buffett and restaurants or clubs built by Sammy Hagar. Like, it's nuts. Yeah.
It sounds nice.
It's fun. It's just fun. Have to have the right attitude going in.
Yeah. Oh, this is what I was going to say. The margaritas at Margaritaville are undrinkable. Undrinkable. It's that soap that's like in public restrooms.
It's the titular drink. And they're not doing it right.
The titular drink.
What's going on?
They're just nasty. They're just like disgusting.
I've had plenty of bad margaritas in my life and I have finished.
Yeah, but like literally get it out of my face.
I have paid for alcohol and said no thank you. That is how bad.
In Gatlinburg, we had the worst Mexican food of our life.
Bad Mexican is bad.
I thought how bad can you mess up some Mexican food, right?
Mm. That's the thing. So you're like, how the fuck did you mess
this
up?
Fuck it up.
Yep.
Yeah, you can really fuck it up. Yeah.
And it was just like all this, it was almost like white gravy or something on it. Mm-mm. And we just couldn't do it.
White gravy isn't that. That's also your band name. That's just your
name. Oh, white gravy.
White gravy.
Oh, I like it. White gravy. It's sort of like a bunch of like it's a white funk band or something, like White yeah. Gravy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, lots of dreadlocks.
They open for Bread on the road.
White Gravy. All right, so we have two bands already. We already have side projects.
Yeah, I'm into it.
The next 10 years is all about the bands, baby.
Yeah. I wanted to be in a band my whole life, but like I don't play any instruments. So I was always hoping to get recruited as like the girl who dances with the tambourine or something.
Yeah, you can do tambourine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The boss don't tambourine. Have a dancing
can
guy.
You sing?
Ish. Yeah, but not, I'm not front lady status, but I could do maybe some backup vocals. Yeah, I think
we can do
vocals.
Like Cora. We can do, yeah. You know.
But yeah. French, have I shown you how I look like Janice the Muppet? Look.
Oh, wow. Your band needs a Muppet. That's available.
The one I love how I like the Muppet band somehow has some burnt out girl.
No, oh, yeah. Here.
Burnt out puppet.
Necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we have to take one more break and we'll be back with Lady Problems.
BRB.
Back on Lady to Lady with French Stewart.
Yay!
Yeah, it's our segment back again to give some advice. So,
lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
I love it.
It is.
I love your friends in the back just like being like, what is happening
yeah,
over there?
Yeah, it's my wife and my friend Jen. They're making
Hi, Vanessa.
Drinks.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. Happy hour here in Atlanta.
Oh, hell nice. Yeah.
Hey, I love that.
Yeah. They're busting into the bar.
Perfect.
Well, that's what people do.
Perfect.
All right, let's roll it.
Hey ladies, I'm calling in with a lady problem. I have been working at my job now for 6 months, and every few weeks I'm told that they're going to have me do something and it never happens. I'm working in a different office, working in a different town, doing different duties, and nothing really has come to fruition of that. So my boss is the mayor of my town, and we were celebrating a coworker's birthday, so everybody in the office was eating together, and the topic of police officers had come up. I interjected with a story about my father-in-law. The mayor asked me who my father-in-law was. I told him, and he just went off like, your father-in-law talked shit about me on Facebook, just called me out, kept going on and on and on about it. Made me feel very embarrassed, and when I had gone back to my desk, the associate district manager came up and was like, that will teach you to name drop. I don't know, I feel really uncomfortable. I feel like I should just quit, but I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm in a predicament that is kind of out of my control. Help. Should I talk to him? Should I stay? Should I quit? What should I do? Because I feel their problems are theirs, and I should be left out of it. I just have really bad anxiety every day that I walk in now. This is real weird, real weird. So anyways, thanks, ladies. I love you all so much. Feel like I'm part of a friend group.
Aww.
Take care. Bye.
Aww.
Oh.
What the fuck?
When is the next mayoral election is my first question.
Yeah.
And what if you ran against him?
I'm sure that wouldn't give her any anxiety.
No, I know. But I just want to throw out. This is the Brandy's revenge answer is to take his job, I think, if possible.
Wow. How weird. Yeah. It sounds like it must be like a pretty small town because it's like your father. I know your father-in-law. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a lot
yeah.
of like.
Yeah,
of, everyone knows each other. Yeah, I mean, first
it
of all,
it also kind of feels like two problems. Like yes. One is like they they keep promising her something and then got berated at work.
Yeah.
It's that's what it sounds like. First of all, it doesn't sound like good because of all that stuff. So, my instinct would be yes to quit to find something else.
Yeah. I feel like
without the second part,
quit right away. Right away. Mm-hmm. This is not a healthy situation. You don't like this job. You're better than this job. It gives you anxiety for a number of reasons. This players only love you when they're playing. They're never going to transfer you. They're never going to give you shit. Use this bullshit incident as your sign that it is time to go. And now you don't even have to feel ambivalent about it. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 What a fucking immature asshole, your boss. Like, you're a grown man talking about a Facebook like post.
I know.
Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a mature human being who, and then like, that'll teach you to name drop? What the? Yeah, sorry, I mentioned someone I'm related to. What is wrong with you?
In a small town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would ask that you remember words like triggered the next time that they talk to you about these kind of things, because these are words that like old Facebook boomers like get, that's like all they're parroting is this weird shit back at them. So like if they say anything else, you can be like, oh, I'm sorry, did I trigger you right now? I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck else they say, but like that kind of thing, it feels like would be good.
I would keep that job while you're looking for the other job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then get the other job and just like leave them high and dry. Like just because you've already got the other job, and then you give them a big old.
Then you stop up all the toilets.
Yeah.
And leave something stinky in their desks.
Steal all the sugar packets out of the kitchen, even if you don't like sugar in your coffee.
Yeah. Take everything you can from them.
Yeah.
I think. And if there's anything that makes good opposition for whoever is running against him, I think.
Also, like, it sounds like she lives in a small town, but I would maybe consider there's sort of a lot of things you can do remotely at this point. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe don't limit yourself to the stuff that's available in your immediate geographic vicinity, because I feel like a lot of companies are hiring remote. There's tons of freelance stuff you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Open an Etsy store. I don't know.
You do not deserve to feel anxious every time you walk up to your fucking job. I mean, that's at least five days of your week feeling like shit every time you go to the place you work. Like, you should not be feeling that way. And that's not your fault in any way.
Yeah. And if the thing is that when you're thinking about like, well, should I leave? Like, I think the question is like, can it get any worse?
Yeah.
You know, it can't get any worse. So go someplace else. Like, keep your money line going while you look for the other thing and then get out.
1,000%.
Jobs unfortunately take up so much of our life. And if they're giving you that kind of grief and anxiety, it's not.
Yeah. I love when jobs don't, though. I love when you can just find a nice, easy job.
Yeah. You have to like be there for a minute and then you're like, all right, I got a handle on this.
Yeah. I will say I've had really good luck in my life with like chill jobs. Like, I'm good at finding a chill job. Like, I'm very good at it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's your skill.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like jobs where I've written entire screenplays on the clock.
Oh, hell yeah.
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 Those are nice.
Yeah. I mean,
I had a job like when I was in high school working at a Western wear clothing store.
Oh my god.
I love that. I can see you.
My job was to like print belts, like names on belts.
Oh my god.
But I was like dyslexic, and so you have to like flip the letters back, and I messed up a bunch of belts. I messed up Bob.
How?
How do you get Bob wrong? And I was like, well, you know, Bob spelled backwards is Bob. And they was like, no, the B's are flipped, you dumbass. So then they gave me this job where basically they would give me a list of things to do. Mm-hmm. And once I checked off the list, I could go up and sleep like where the jeans
Nice.
And it was great.
Sleep like, where the jeans were.
Just sleep in sleep the denim, the pile of denim.
The French Stewart story.
Where the denim grows.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to find your little denim nap nook.
French of Denim Gables. I love it.
Yeah, fuck those pieces of shit.
Yeah, get out of there.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
All right, we got one more?
Hi, ladies. My name is Allie, and I have a bit of a strange lady problem. So I used to be a barista, and I worked downtown here in Denver. And there was this customer that I had that was a regular for a really long time, and he was so hot. Like, I'm talking, like, probably, like, 6 feet tall, tattoos on every visible square inch of his body, soft-spoken, just, like, so hot. I can't even explain to you how hot this man was. So intelligent, just so hot. Owns his own charity. Anyway, so he just, like, stopped coming to my coffee shop one week and just, like, never came back. And I worked there for, like, 6 more months and, like, constantly was sad that he was never showing up. And, like, he had told me about his charity, and so, like, I was, like, following his charity online, and then, like, the website, like, ran out, but, like, I had learned his, like, actual name from the charity's website. Anyway, every once in a while, I'll just, like, get a hankering to, like, look up him and, like, see if I can, like, find him on the internet. Well, today I found him on the internet, and he is every bit just as hot as I remember him, and is, like, doing thirst trap modeling photos, and I'm tempted to follow him on Instagram, except the issue is I'm in a long-term committed relationship, like, 7 years long-term, and I'm very happy, and I don't want to, like, start anything, like, relationship-wise with this person, but he's so hot, and I just can't, I don't know, thoughts, feelings. I feel guilty, but nothing's happened. What the fuck?
All right. We do not need to feel guilty for being attracted to other human beings. Like, yeah. This is very natural. Don't beat yourself up overthinking someone is attractive.
No. And Instagram is for hot people.
Yes, that is where the hot people are. Mm-hmm. It's okay to look at them there. Mm-hmm. Following him, I would maybe just look him up when you have a hankering. You don't have to follow him.
How many followers does he have?
Yeah, because, like, she might just slide in there. If this guy's posting thirst traps, he's probably used to.
But I feel like her following him is a little bit of an attempt to be like, is he gonna notice I followed him? Because why wouldn't you just look at his feed occasionally then?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, you know, I think like, if you're happy with your 7-year relationship, it's not. I mean, you know, when you're in the long haul, it's not a horrible thing for you to just say, oh, this is like something pretty that I look at,
totally,
and that I enjoy. I mean, you know, when I'm with my wife, I know that there are probably times after 12 years that she's putting another man's face on mine. I accept it. Yeah. I accept it like a champion. Hey, it's what it is, you know.
Is it this face, French? Is it this face?
Is it that face?
Pinata face.
I'm so excited about that. I can't even tell you.
We're gonna let her. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think. I don't know. I mean, this doesn't seem like that much more than just appreciating somebody that you think is pretty and just from time to time looking at them. Or is it that she's, did you get the sense that she was trying to go farther with it, or was it?
I don't think so. I think it's more just like, what is that line within yourself with that stuff?
Yeah. Now, just to play devil's advocate, there was a substantial amount of recon done here.
Yes.
Like, this wasn't suggested in her, like, For You page. I mean, there was
an active search.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a one-woman spotlight unit on this man.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, I think, a bit more than just,
on,
like,
the line.
Yeah. Like, it's a bit more than, like, oh, I think this football player is hot. I'm going to follow him and see his outfits.
Right. Which is why I think, like, to me, the follow seems a little bit more like I want him to know I followed him.
Got it.
Right. Because then it's like, it's, if he reacts or somehow knows, then it becomes almost like an emotional relationship, I guess, or.
Right. Like, if he DMs you and is like, oh my God, I remember, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Then you're talking.
You don't want to. I wouldn't want to risk that if you are in, you know. a mm-hmm. monogamous relationship. So I would, yeah, just like be like, when you want to look at it, look at it.
You know, what's interesting. It's like when I was with my, my first wife, who like, we're still friends and we get along great. We hit our best before date. Yeah. But, still, like, but at the time, I remember there was a moment where I was standing, we were standing out in front of the Astro Burger, mm-hmm. and we were talking to another woman, and she was a friend of both of ours. And me and this woman were like trading a cigarette mm-hmm. back and forth. And afterwards, she said, I didn't like that. Mm. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, I don't know. I said, we just like had one cigarette and we were.
Yeah.
And she said, well, no, it just seems intimate because it's something, you know, passing back and forth between two people's lips. It's like right. a cigarette at that point was kind of sexy. And she was just like, I don't like it. It just feels like it's that, like just a little bit over.
Yeah.
And I kind of got it because it's like, I don't know. It's just in a moment you can look at something and think it's intimate or
right, mm-hmm. right.
You're exploring this thing in a way. And, it, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of made sense to me. So I don't know. It might be a little bit of that, but.
Well, and I think a good like gauge is like, how would you feel if your partner did that? Like if there was some yeah. like beautiful woman who was coming into his work, to what degree would you be comfortable with him finding yeah. this person vis-a-vis their charity, vis-a-vis their real name, and then going down to their mm-hmm. Instagram? Like,
yeah, yeah. Think about that for sure.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do unto others, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say bookmark that shit. Flick the bean when you need to.
Barbara just like grew a cigarette when she said that.
I don't think I've ever said those words.
Flick yeah. the
bean. You were so gleeful. Your face lit
it's
up.
Just so stupid.
I got an idea for you kids.
Hey,
flick the bean.
Bookmark that shit. In a
slow down.
In a
you fold, drive too fast.
A folder for vegan recipes. He'll never look there.
It's an incognito tab for your pussy. Let's just get in there, baby. We got this. It's ready to go.
I mean, honestly, also, email his page to us. I'd like to take a look.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
You know what? I think, like, we need to do a little bit more research.
Yes. We need to see a little bit more.
Yeah. Then we'll let you know.
Well, French, you're a delight, as always.
Truly.
I swear. I just, I don't do many of these because I just enjoy your company and I've enjoyed your friendship. Mm. And I just always root for you because you just like three rock solids. And Barb, your letter, it crushes me in the best way. And I'm just so happy that we're friends now. And I feel that way with all of you. And aww. I just want to say 500 is miraculous. It's just miraculous, and you did it, and it's wonderful, and I couldn't be happier for anybody because it's just, you know, if any of the fans are wondering, all three of these ladies are just rock solid fuckers. They're just the goddamn best. Just the goddamn best. And
that's gonna be our new endorsement quote and
our hair quote. Yeah.
That's right. Well,
thank you so much, French.
Send me a picture of the
of the pinata.
Oh, yeah, you'll be getting some material
letter.
Yeah,
and then I'll return a letter. But in the meantime, I hope we stay in touch. And
always,
if you're ever in Atlanta touring or whatever, I'm gonna take you out and get you fat on food.
Oh, so. That's amazing.
Consider it done. Right. We'll be there.
All right.
Thank you, French. And thank you, everybody, for
500 episodes. For 500 you entered episodes. The best.
Oh my
we
God.
Love you. Yes.
On to the next 500, baby.
Yep.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
3, 2, 3. 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. I just wanted to tell you my experience with your podcast to celebrate your 10-year anniversary.
I just started listening to you guys during the pandemic because I found out that I was pregnant with my first baby, and it was very difficult, and I needed some laughs. So I started listening, and I listened all the way through my pregnancy and the newborn phase and all the postpartum stuff, and I listened all the way through the archives, and I made it through all 10 years of episodes in a couple of years, and I just love you guys so much. You always make me laugh. And I always now look forward to my new weekly episode so that I can hear your voices again. I haven't yet committed to listening to the archive all the way through again, but never say never. I feel like it might be coming up soon. But thanks so much for all you do. Happy 10 years. Bye.
Hey, ladies. I'm just calling because I have to say I'm listening to the Danny Pellegrino episode, and I've never felt more seen. Men's seat in airports is among the most horrifying sights one can encounter. And I just traveled to Europe for work, and the number one story I told upon coming home was about how a man walked up to me in the airport where I was eating and proceeded to take off his shoes and show off his toes, and I almost threw up. So I just had to share that because I couldn't stop laughing. I also have to say, on scromiting, my husband doesn't smoke, but he exclusively scromits when he's sick. So now I'm wondering if loud vomiting might be the male cackle. Who knows? Thanks, ladies. Love you. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.
Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.